I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. This year's cold winter killed off a high percentage of insects that target Connecticut's hemlock trees. That's good news for forests and for landowners in the state. Carol Chia is a research entomologist with the state's Agricultural Experiment Station, and she says hemlock woolly adelgids are strange little bugs.
It actually doesn't even look like an insect. It's like a little woolly white cotton ball on the underneath of hemlock trees.
Hemlock woolly adelgids feed on trees like the eastern or Carolina hemlock by attacking the stems of their youngest branches. That can weaken and kill the trees. Chia says the bugs are strange beyond just their appearance, too. Unlike most insects that hibernate during the winter, hemlock woolly adelgids stick around, feeding and developing as the snow falls. Here in Connecticut, she has been tracking how the bugs fare during the winter for the past 15 years. Last year, she says the average adelgid winter mortality was about 84%.
Well, this year, it's considerably higher, which is great news for the forest. It's great news for homeowners and landscapers and forest managers. It's about 90%. And there was much less variation, which to me seems that we reached really killing temperatures this year, especially in February.
Winter mortality was especially high, Chia says, in the northwest corner of Connecticut. Places like Norfolk and Salisbury had mortality rates running as high as 99%. She says any die-offs greater than 90% will noticeably reduce population numbers in the state. That's important for hemlock trees, since it's one less thing conspiring to kill them, but Chia says it's also important for homeowners. Fewer bugs means less of a need to spray insecticide treatments on plants, which can be good for consumer pocketbooks. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.